Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings today, I wanted to refer to my two booklets on the mercy of God, because I said so much about mercy yesterday. I want to make sure that you have access to those two booklets. One is called Captured by Mercy, which deals with forgiveness. And the other booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy of Repentance. That's a long title, Mercy of God and Joy of Repentance. Both of those booklets would be very, very helpful to you. The one, as I said, on forgiveness, and the second one on just simply coming before the Lord and asking forgiveness of our sin. Really genuinely repenting, not ignoring, not minimizing, not excusing ourselves, but just facing our sin. There is such joy that God gives us when we repent, because He has access to our lives. The joy isn't just a human experience. The joy is God's joy. It's joy that comes from the Holy Spirit when we repent. I just want to say, everybody, run, repent. Because you can experience so much good. So those two booklets are available to you. And you can, as I said, go online to renewalministries.net. That's all it is. No spaces, no capitals, just renewalministries.net. And when you get to the website, click on radio, and that'll tell you about free booklets. That'll tell you what's available. It also has all of the programs there. The podcasts of the programs are there, so you can listen to in the last week programs that you've missed, or you can download them, whatever it is that you would like to do. Then you can also, and I'm going to say this again at the end of the program, if you don't have access to a computer for whatever reason, if you just call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789, that's 1-800-282-4789, you can receive a free booklet by calling that number. So go to our website, renewalministries.net. See all that we're offering there on the whole website. But especially if you click on radio, you can learn more about Peter Herbeck's programs and the programs that are available and the booklets that are available, the materials available, and also my program, Food for the Journey. So really urge you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. And if you wish to download Peter Herbeck or my program from there, you can do so as well. And then secondly, if you call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, you can receive a free booklet. I wanted to take the time to say that because so often I get caught up in the material at hand, and that's fine. It's good for you to get, hopefully, that you benefit from the program. But I also want you to know where you can go to get more material that will be helpful to you. It's not just knowledge that comes in your head, but it's knowledge that starts with your brain and proceeds to your heart and changes your life. That's what we're talking about. The kind of books, the kinds of CDs that are available that literally can change your life. And it's because of God's grace. It's not because of me. It's not because of what I say or what I write. It's because of God. It's because of God's presence. It's God who gives the power for us to change our lives, to be different. So I urge you to take advantage of the materials that we have that may be of help to you. Today we look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verses 2 to 11. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down, then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labor. There's nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come. Will there be any remembrance among those who come after them? That's how the earthly man thinks. It is. What profit do we get out of this? One generation passes, another comes, the world just goes on, the sun rises, the sun sets. I mean, life is just, this is just the way things go. That's not going to change. That's looking at life apart from God. God is the game changer. You and I are going to live forever. This world will pass away, and not the heavens of God's creation, not the part that He chooses to have for all eternity, for us. A home surrounded by justice and peace and joy. A home where we have no limitations and there are no limitations, where we will never die. It's not a fairy tale. Some people say that. Oh, that's just what you're trying to do to make life tolerable for yourself. No, it's real. God is real. Christ has come on this earth. If we follow Him, we will have life eternal. In every age, O Lord, You have been our refuge. In every age, O Lord, You have been our refuge. That's true. I hear story after story and miracle after miracle of people who turned to the Lord, who depended on the Lord, who cried out to the Lord. Oftentimes what happens to us is that when we cry out to the Lord, if we don't get an immediate answer, you've heard this analogy from me many times, but I think because of our present society and the access we have to so much information and material and results and products, etc., the easy access that we have, or the speedy access that we have, that we begin to think that God should respond that way to us. If I ask God, why didn't He answer? But you see, God wants a relationship. He's not, as said so many times, an ATM machine. He's not a fast food restaurant. God wants a relationship. And He wants us to draw very close to Him, to ask Him for what we need, but to watch how He answers, because how He answers shows you what He's doing in you. It helps to reveal, why did He delay this, or why did this take so long? And then you start to think, well, what did I learn during that time of delay? Unless I gave in to frustration, God doesn't care, God doesn't hear me. But if I persevere in my prayer, God will answer. And when He answers, we'll see. We begin to see why the delay. This wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have been able to do this. Sometimes it's a little more obscure, but God always has reasons for His timing. Pray to Him with confidence. Trust in Him. Let Him work in your soul as well as working in the souls of those you're praying for. Draw near to Him. Stay with Him. He is merciful. He does not ignore. But we need to draw close. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There's no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come. Will there be any remembrance among those who come after them? In other words, it's all futile. It's all stupid. It's all useless. That's what the world preaches today, because they've lost God. And when you lose the central fact of the equation, you can't get answers. Nothing is right. Everything's upside down and inside out. People say, where is God? If there was a God, why did this happen or that happen? It's probably, most probably, because we rejected Him. We walked away. We said, I don't care about God. I'll take things into my own hands. I'll do things my way. That's a figment of your imagination. There is no such thing. You're just trying to use that to make life bearable. Things get very dark when we live under that kind of, quote, reasoning, end of quote. Trust Him. Trust Him with everything you have, and He will not fail you. But in the process of trusting and waiting on his answer, you may go through various trials. Learn from them. He allowed them for a reason, ultimately to bring you to himself, to bring you to holiness of life, to bring you into a knowledge of his love for you. That's why he delays. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. And that's true. When you read the lives and the stories of the saints, they're not figments of somebody's imagination. There are people who lived heroic lives and who bore fruit in this life even by great miracles because they absolutely trusted God and his word. And when things didn't make sense, instead of railing against God, instead of getting angry, instead of saying there is no God or God doesn't love me, you just keep saying, teach me, help me, show me what you're about. Help me, show me my place. I trust you. I put my trust in you even when I can't see. Brothers and sisters, faith and hope will spring up in your heart if you persevere that attitude and that spirit. And they're real. They're God sharing himself. The grace to have faith, the grace to have hope are gifts from God. And he gives them to those who seek. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. In the Gospel, Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening. He was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead, and others were saying, Elijah has appeared, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John, I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Why did he keep trying to see him? Out of curiosity. And if he saw him as a threat to his power and his throne, he would have killed Jesus right then and there. He kept trying to see him. It was his motive. It was his motive, brothers and sisters, that was so dead wrong that he was blinded and deafened to the truth. And he could not recognize Jesus, and he could not recognize the holiness that was available. Brothers and sisters, we do that. Sometimes we shut ourselves off from truth because it's going to cause a great change in our lives. We're going to have to be different. We're going to have a different set of priorities. That's too much. And so we keep on going in our road of drudgery instead of being open to the faith and the hope and the love that God wants to give us. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you. I really want to see you know him more. And if you seek to have faith and hope and love, you will begin, in quotation marks, but you will begin to see Jesus at work in you and through you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.